Greetings and salutations from beautiful Niagara. It's still February, just after Valentine's Day. For some, it's the month of gifts. Gifts like diamonds. Now, the title of this week's newsletter, Add Your Own Color, Cut Clarity and Carrots, is starting to make sense. We're keeping to the theme of making love to your customers, and we want to present some sparkles for you to ponder. The five C's of buying the proper diamonds is going to translate into the five C's of customer loving. The entire landscape of marketing and doing business in the digital age has changed dramatically in the last 5 years, more so than over the previous 50 years. And in many ways, a lot of it has morphed into a do-it-yourself, commodity-driven thing. Unfortunately, the results are all over the map, but the fundamentals have not changed. The essential fundamentals, I'm referring to the ways of keeping your customer close, the means to maximize your customer experience, and the methods to ultimately increase your profitability. Those things, they have not changed. Those fundamentals, they remain stronger than ever today. So with a nod to the five C's of buying the perfect diamond, allow me to present the 13 C's for superior customer loving. Let's begin. Number one, confidence. Yes, the last of the five C's of diamonds is the first of the 13 C's of customer loving. Every business and employee has confidence. Confidence in their products, in their company, and in themselves. Most importantly, they are never afraid of showing that confidence. Number two, courage. Every business and employee has courage. Courage to do the right thing in the right way for the right reasons. Courage to take a position, courage to lead, courage to step outside of the mainstream, and courage to define a path that works for everyone. Number three, clarity. Every business and employee knows exactly who it serves, what it provides, and thoroughly understands its revenue model and how big it wants to become. Number four, connection. Every employee has a real connection to the customer, thoroughly understands that connection, and know that he or she stands shoulder to shoulder with that customer. Every employee is genuinely willing to open up and connect with the customer because, frankly, that is the only way the business will rise to the top. Number five is class. Smart businesses and employees understand that class and integrity is what they stand for. Is only what they stand for. There is never any reluctance whatsoever to show anyone how to get the most from any product and service, how to have unambiguous policies and guarantees, and how to make it easy and safe for anyone to do business with them. Number six is consistency. Every single person in business understands that consistency is about getting up, dressing up, and showing up every single day. It is not about doing something once and expecting results, nor doing something for 6 months and then throwing in the towel. Consistency is about taking action every day and perfecting repetition every day. Number seven is content. Every successful business has solid content. Now, content can be written like websites, presentation, sell sheets, calls to action, blog posts, as well as those that are produced on video and on audio. And content does not need to be professionally produced, but it is never plagiarized. It is never slapped together, and it is never rushed into existence just because. Number eight is copy. Smart businesses and employees understand the concept of copy. Most copy need not be perfect. Even bad copy is okay. The only part of copy that needs to be almost nearly perfect is the headline. Because a lousy headline means your copy never gets read. Conversions is number 9. Every successful business and all sales and marketing employees understand and know exactly what its conversion rate is and what its conversion cost is. In the old days, this was known as part of the cost to acquire a customer. Let me give you a hint. This is really expensive. The cost of acquiring a customer is expensive. Number 10. Contribution. Smart businesses make a significant contribution in 3 main areas: to the customer, to fellow businesses, and in service to their local community. Because the secret to being the best at what you do is making it about what you can give versus what you can get. Number 11. Continuing education. This is one of those shared responsibility areas because a lifelong learner is the name of the game for everyone. So businesses spend because staying current is vital. And people invest because, frankly, no one can afford to be left behind. Number 12 is community. And businesses understand that to go far and get there fast, a network of like-minded businesses and like-minded people is absolutely crucial. The last, number 13C, is commitment. Smart businesses and smart employees commit. Today and for the next 2 decades at least, the most significant commitment that all industries have is 1, deliver huge value, and 2, make a huge impact in the world. The biggest commitment that employees have today and for the next 2 decades is to 1, obtain value for their services provided, and 2, make a real impact in the world. How fantastic, therefore, is it that there is so little difference between the smart business and the smart employees and their 2 objectives. Yay! These 13 C's form a good part of the secret sauce behind what we refer to as the making love to your customers part of the recipe. And I bet you will agree that any one of us would love to work with, buy from, or refer a company who holds itself out to be and act so darn stellar. And yes, we have bumped into companies who come very close to this standard. And yes, we have put companies very solidly on the path to all this goodness. And yes, if you're interested in getting your own company on this road, simply call. May the rest of your February be passionately successful, and may your personal road of customer loving be very easy. I want to leave you with a parting thought this week. Your customers are the lifeblood of your business. Their needs and wants impact every aspect of your business, from product development to content marketing to sales to customer service, and I'll add to finance, administration, R&D, every single piece of your business. That comes courtesy of John Rampton. And don't forget, in this particular week's edition of the newsletter, we've included the February Random Act of Business Kindness. And if any part of your customers includes human beings, you want to pay attention to this month's Random Act of Business Kindness. That's it. Charlie Norman signing off. Ta-ta for now. Wishing you much success.